This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. And it is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And unusually, the Halos are home today playing Oakland at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned after us for the pregame show with the voice of the Angels, Terry Smith and Mark Langston. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Do appreciate you being out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, last week we gave you a little preview of the inaugural Long Beach Burger Week, which starts tomorrow and runs through next Sunday. We previewed a couple of the outrageous burgers that are going to be part of the offerings for all of this. And as the event kicks off tomorrow, we definitely wanted to chat with the organizer and get the overview. The event is being put on by the Long Beach Food and Beverage, which is a nonprofit organization, and their executive director is Terry Henry, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Terry, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Burger Maestress. I love it. Thank you. Good morning, Andy.
Terry, you know, I don't think it's a secret to our audience that I've known you for a long time.
Long time.
And you always, in terms of whatever events you do, you always put something extra in it, possibly more. What I like is there's always a nonprofit community service component. Terry, as we both know, that does not always happen with other event promoters, and I will leave it there. But, you know, you're always very creative. And I love what you have done with the inaugural Long Beach Burger Week, because not only are you giving the chefs the chance to really strut their stuff and do some fun things, but also you're representing the neighborhoods of Long Beach and also giving back. And just an example of that is, tell us one of your kickoff events that you did earlier in the week that I believe was at the Long Beach Mission.
Yeah, Tuesday, we grilled up burgers for the Long Beach Rescue Mission. We've done this before leading up to the restaurant weeks that we've organized in the past. But, you know, we kind of look at it that there are so many of our neighbors that will not be able to go out and enjoy Burger Week. So we want to include everybody in Long Beach. So we brought Burger Week to them.
And how many people did you serve on Tuesday, Terry?
About 250, I think.
And,
something like that.
And what was on the menu besides burgers? Because I know there were some sides.
We did. We had Harris Ranch beef grilling up the burgers. We had Polly's Pies, who provided dessert, freshly baked pies and coleslaw. And we had Gone Loco Food Truck, who's a new food truck that launched this week, who provided the baked beans.
Wow. And Polly's is somewhat of a local institution in Long Beach, so glad to hear that they were part of it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Terry, again, it's wonderful, and again, in terms of this whole event that you put together on Tuesday, you know, all volunteer activity, all the food was donated. You know, putting something together like this is very time-consuming while you're also kicking off Long Beach Burger Week. So, again, you know, kudos to you for always doing a little extra. Now, let's talk about the fun of Long Beach Burger Week. I know you can't differentiate between all your children. So what I can do is ask you about some of the burgers that I'm aware of, and that way will kind of keep you out of trouble. But before before we do that, in terms of the featured burgers for the inaugural Long Beach Burger Week, these are at various price levels. So run through that so our listeners understand, you know, there's everything from a fast casual burger up to the gourmet burgers.
Yeah, well, we challenged the chef-driven restaurants to come up with a unique, over-the-top burger. So that's been fun. I mean, we've seen everything from waffle burgers to French toast burgers to Frito top burgers. And then also the restaurants that, you know, are a little bit more casual, they're offering their burgers at a special value price for the week. So, I mean, there's some incredible deals from Eat Fantastic, from the Small Cafe, you know, 2 for 1 from the Small Cafe. I mean, awesome deals from Eat Fantastic, where you can include a shake and a burger for $10. It's a great deal.
That's pretty special. Now, before we move on, Terry, where can our listeners get all the information? Because I bet there's a website that has every restaurant that's part of this and probably a picture of the burger and the offer that they're doing.
Yes, there is. BurgerWeekLB.com, and go to Burger Offers, and you can find everything at the $5, $10, $15, and $20 price point.
And again, it gives everybody a variety of things to do. Now, you have a very unusual offering that is part of Long Beach Burger Week. And I actually look forward to tasting this at some point because it's a dessert item that looks like a burger. And as a matter of fact, this was featured yesterday morning on the KTLA Morning News, and no less a good eater than Frank Buckley gave it a ringing endorsement. So tell us about that particular item.
You know, the Pinup Kitchen, when I sent out, you know, the information for registration, I get this registration from the Pinup Kitchen, who's the baker, and she is offering a burger-shaped cake made of vanilla and chocolate cake, raspberry filling, and coconut cream that looks just like a burger. $10 feeds to you. Order off her website and pick it up, thepinupkitchen.com, and it's pretty delicious.
Well, Terry, it just gives our listeners an idea of the range of possibilities here. And, you know, boy, did that look properly decadent on television yesterday morning. Now, as long as we're talking about the KTLA Morning News, which, you know, boy, if you're trying to promote an event, Terry, that's the place to do it, particularly with the visuals. Just quickly run through who the two other burgers were that were part of that, because those were savory burgers. And one in particular kind of comes from an unusual location that is more wine-focused, but I'm sure they have a Big Red that pairs with their burger.
Yeah, the Water's Edge Winery, they're the only winery in Long Beach. They produce their wine on site, bottle it on site, and they infuse their bacon onion jam with one of their favorite Zinfandels. So that's incorporated into the burger. And go off on a little bit of a tangent, it's interesting how some of these restaurants have done that. Beechwood Brewing has a burger, beer battered onion ring, spicy onion ring on their burger. And it's been interesting how they've been incorporating their core ingredients and stuff into these burgers as well.
And they're a great craft brewery too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Long Beach institution, really.
And you're also going to mention the other burger that was featured yesterday morning on the KTLA Morning News.
Hangry Belly. She is she's an awesome chef. She's located at Steelcraft, which is one of three kind of food courts that are made out of old shipping containers up on Long Beach Boulevard. And she, too, had a wonderful savory sweet burger with the sweet onion jam. It had prosciutto and cheese and arugula and tomato, and just fantastic burger. Great flavor profile.
And Jessica from the KTLA Morning News was going on and on over that one. So, again, some good reception to the burgers. Now, in terms of some of the outrageous or different burgers that are out there, Terry, I know there is a burger that instead of a bun, it's a waffle. Tell us about that one, because that's a little unexpected.
That is Polly's Pies, who came up with this waffle burger with maple bacon bourbon jam and between two Belgian waffles. And you know, it's been a lot of fun seeing what these guys have come up with. And, you know, the burger's kind of a blank canvas in some ways with the things that you can add to it to really make it special, really make it different.
Well, and some of these burgers, Terry, as our listeners will see when they go to the website, I mean, they're more than a mouthful. You know, how exactly you eat these things is a little undetermined, but I guess there's some, you know, knife and fork action that you can do because they're, you know, they're tall, they're vertical. There's definitely a lot that is going in there. Terry, another burger that caught my eye, because again, the proteins vary, and I got to taste this before Burger Week is over, but there is a shrimp burger. Tell us about that one.
There's a shrimp burger. You know, we never said it had to be beef. You know, there's plenty of vegan options and vegetarian options as well. But Risu, which is relatively new, waterfront restaurant downtown, beautiful views, they are offering a shrimp burger that is, you know, ground shrimp and done on the grill and served with aioli. And it's a fantastic burger, especially paired with a nice little pineapple mojito or something like that. So you feel like you're on vacation, even if you're not.
I love the idea. Now, one more before we need to say goodbye, Terry, that gives an idea of the diversity of the restaurants in Long Beach that are participating. There is an Indian restaurant that is doing a burger. You got to tell us about that one.
Our kebab burger?
Yes.
At Fresh Kebabs? Yeah. I mean, who knew? Who knew? They're doing both a beef and a chicken kebab burger. And, you know, with that, with the Indian kind of spice profile and stuff, and it's fantastic as well. So we have something for everybody for this in this event, that's for sure.
Terry, I would second the motion. Now, again, one more time in terms of the specifics and the website.
The website is burgerweeklb.com, and follow us on Instagram at burgerweeklb, and you'll get all the information, meet some of the chefs, and you'll find the deets there.
And Terry, just again to clarify for our listeners, you know, there are no advanced reservations, there are no tickets, there's nothing to buy in advance. You're actually going into the restaurant and getting their featured burger. So it definitely couldn't be easier. Terry, again, congratulations on another great idea. I know you're going to have a big success with Long Beach Burger Week. I look forward to participating myself and trying a couple more burgers. And we look forward to the encore in 2022.
Thanks for your support, Andy. Always appreciated.
Terry, you're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it is Artisan in Fountain Valley, a wonderful new fast casual concept that also has a drive-through window, but gourmet pastries and really good food were proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.